The Supreme Court began its new session today. Most docket watchers agree that Justice Anthony Kennedy will again play the role of the court's all-important swing vote. That might be seen as a position of power, but satirists Bruce Kluger and David Slavin imagine it's probably exhausting.
Yes?
Justice Kennedy? Justice Ginsburg on line one, sir.
Put her through, Nancy.
Hello, stranger. So, how was your summer?
Oh, just fine, Ruth. I got my lawn and ship shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then I...
Would it have killed you to send me a postcard?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth. I didn't have your address.
Stephen Breyer went to SeaWorld, and he sent me a postcard. David Souter took his mother to Colonial Williamsburg, and he sent me a postcard.
Again, I am so sorry, Ruth.
Did you get my card?
Yes, I did. The Catskills look beautiful.
I don't know, Anthony. First, you vote against me on affirmative action and free speech. Then you don't write, you don't call. Sometimes I feel like you treat me like Judge Judy.
Oh, Ruthie, you know that isn't the case.
So be a good boy and come over for a little nosh this weekend. We'll eat, we'll schmooze, we'll discuss all those cases that are waiting in the docket for us, right?
You bet, Ruth. Listen, I gotta run.
Fine, but wear a scarf today. They've got the air conditioning on too high again.
Oh, boy. Nancy? I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Jeez, I'm back one day and the pressure starts all over again.
Well, well. Look what we got here, Clarence.
Yeah, look what we got here.
Oh, Antonin, Clarence, you startled me. Hi, fellas.
Word on the street says you're making nicey-nice with old lady Ginsburg. Is that true?
Look, fellas, I just need to go.
You just need to go to lunch with us today. We're meeting Alito and Roberts for a little powwow. Galileo's. 1:30, back room. They got a bacala to die for.
Yeah, to die for.
And we got a lot to discuss, Paisan. Habeas corpus, discrimination, the environment, and we just want to make sure that we're all on the right and narrow.
Don't you mean straight and narrow, boss?
Shut up, Clarence.
And if I refuse?
Let's just say that rumors have a nasty way of spreading around this town. I mean, I'd hate for somebody to pick up the Washington Times tomorrow and read that, ooh, we found you in that stall over there, tapping your right foot like a woodpecker.
Right. Tapping three times. Then you carefully move your roller bag to the front of the stall, and then, baby, ow.
Basta, Clarence. So, what's it gonna be, sunshine? Can I tell the boys you'll be joining us for lunch?
Well, I suppose.
Good decision, Your Honor. We'll give you a ride just as soon as Sam finishes washing my car. Let's go, Clarence.
Yeah, let's go, Clarence.
It's gonna be a long year.
Satire from Bruce Kluger and David Slavin with Jane Gennaro and Todd Cummings.